أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دونه فلا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تحويلا أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محظورا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 56 and 57 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah تبارك وتعالى in the previous verses commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to the believers that they should speak that which is good, they should speak that which is excellent. Here another command, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is قُلِدُعُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to those who disbelieve and they worship other gods besides Allah, اُدْعُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ. They have this claim that there is gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command is, فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ. These gods do not have any ability whatsoever, كَشْفَ الدُّرْ, to remove afflictions. A person is in a difficult situation, a person is going through a hard time, there are afflictions, there are calamities. These gods and these idols cannot remove them from that individual. وَلَا تَحْوِيلَ, and nor can they transfer it, nor can they move it from anyone else besides you. Others also that are afflicted, they also will not be saved by the afflictions, by these idols. So in simple terms, man goes through difficulties, man goes through adversities, man goes through calamities. What should man do? He will turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will ward off. It is only Allah ta'ala that will avert and remove those difficulties. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَةِ. In Bukhari Sharif, there is one riwayat that pre-Islamic era, there were those people in Makkah that would worship some jinn. And these jinn, after the advent of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we had the people of Makkah, they used to worship the angels. Then we had the Nasara, they used to worship Isa, or they do worship Isa alayhi salam. Some of them have taken his mother Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha as a god. And to all those people that worship things that have life, people, whether it was Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, whether it is the awliya, whoever they worship, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about all of these individuals, that those are people, yad'una, that they worship, yabtaghuna ila rabbihim, they are enthusiastic towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wasila, to gain closeness to Allah. That is, whether it was Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he was most obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether it was his mother, she was most obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These jinn have now accepted Iman, they have become obedient to Allah, and they are all looking for al-wasila, they are all looking to gain closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ayyuhum aqrab, who can get closer and closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. From this ayat also, if there needs to be any kind of competition, then the competition would be who gets closer to Allah, who pleases Allah, who is most obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ, and they were enthusiastic, they were hopeful of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand, وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابًا, and on the other hand, they feared the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Sahal Tastari rahmatullah alayhi used to say that from here we can understand that a believer should be in such perfect moderation that on the one hand he is hopeful of the mercy of Allah, and on the other hand he is also fearful of the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Insofar as our ibadat is concerned, we have to be hopeful that Allah will accept, and we should have the fear of rejection. Insofar as Jannah Jahannam is concerned, we should be hopeful that Allah will grant us Jannah, but at the same time we should become fearful that perhaps we may not get Jannah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that on the day of Qiyamah, when all of mankind is standing in front of Allah, and if Allah has to make the announcement hypothetically that only one person is going to Jannah, I would have this hope, it will be Umar ibn al-Khattab. And if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the announcement to the contrary, that there is only one person that is going to Jahannam, then I would have the fear it is Umar ibn Khattab. Imam Nawawi rahimahumullah has stated that this hope and fear should be in balance. However, towards the latter part of a person's life, when now one's energy has been drained, one is now realizing and understanding maut is very clear, very close, then at that time the hope in the mercy of Allah should increase. Inna azaba rabbika kana mahdura, and certainly the azab of your Rabb is something to be feared. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.